Harris on Radio 9 at 1:55. Much more music time. More music coming up, or more news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. And then music on the other side of that. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock, over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it is smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. And I sure hope you will stay tuned for that. Chris on Blue Sky says that the sound clips are coming through very low. I wonder what's going on here. We had, I wonder if this thing is... The thing is, this is a little inside radio trivia for you. The thing is, a lot of stuff now is coming in, electronics are coming in from China, or as our upcoming president would say, China. And boy, the quality control is just not what it is. So we bought a, we had some problem with some hum, we thought we didn't know the words on the air. And we got a ground loop transformer, isolator, what they call in here, to get the hum out. And... I'm wondering if it's reversing the phases on the, because he said it sounds like it's coming with, like it's echoey, like it's coming from a tin can, which implies to me there's a phase reversal going on somewhere. This is the kind of inside radio stuff that you don't get this from 3WS. You don't get this from Eddie Crow. You get this here. This is the show that tells you completely useless, meaningless information that you're like, shut up already and play some music. But first, we have to do sports, so let's do that right now.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pens beat the Sabres last night by a score of 5-2. Penguins traveling to Washington to take on the Capitals tonight. Faceoff is at 7 o'clock. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers at this hour taking on the Clemson Tigers. And Pitt just went up by a point, 64-63 in the second half. We will keep following that score for you throughout the day. Pitt Panthers women's team hosting number 14-ranked North Carolina tomorrow at the Peterson Event Center. Tip-off is at 2 o'clock. Duquesne Dukes hosting the St. Bonaventure Bonnies up on the Bluff. That game gets underway in just a couple of minutes. The Carnegie Mellon women lost to Chicago 62-54. Tartans were ranked number 23 in the country going into that game against number 24 Chicago. The Carnegie Mellon men's team defeated Chicago by a score of 63-57. Both teams traveling to Wash U in St. Louis for games on Sunday. And let's do this.
Weather break, go, go!
There is an extreme cold watch out for the entire listening area beginning on Monday. Chance of rain this afternoon with cloudy skies and a high of 41. Rain and snow overnight, low of 20. Snow likely on Sunday, high 25. Sunday night, chance of snow, mostly cloudy and very cold, low of 7. Flurries on Martin Luther King Day, high near 11. Partly cloudy Monday night, low of minus 2. Partly sunny and cold Tuesday, high 14. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold, high near 14. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 39 in Washington, 35 in Butler. It's 39 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowind in Oakland. 40 at WRCT.
I see it clear now. I place the blame on everyone else. Always really like to be right. It doesn't really matter how it happened when you're looking back. No one really wins in the end. It's me every now and again. And the anger felt good for a season. Picking fights with my friends for no reason. And all of this is over. Drinking doesn't mean that she's coming back home. I don't wanna sugarcoat this. Stop dumbing down all my emotions. When it just sucks when you're holding on. Feel like two rope that shit's floating in the night.
Thing for me to take.
music from Judah and the Lion here. I'm J.A. Thurber. The website, jathurbershow.com. You can get cartoons, commentary, and other useless stuff from yours truly, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Yesterday, I announced a ceasefire, the hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. The road to that deal was not easy. It's taken 8 months. Non-stop, relentless effort by the administration to get it done.
President Joe Biden highlighting a hard-won deal in Gaza during a Defense Department farewell ceremony. President-elect Donald Trump is also claiming credit for the ceasefire, citing his previous threat that there would be hell to pay if hostages weren't released by his inauguration. But the deal may still collapse. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is postponing a cabinet vote, accusing Hamas of adding last-minute conditions. Israeli critics accuse Netanyahu of repeatedly doing just that himself during the negotiations. Outgoing Missouri Progressive Representative Cori Bush is joining the Equal Rights Amendment Alliance in daily protests, urging Biden to certify the ERA before Trump takes office.
This trauma, these injustices are happening every single day around the country and under your watch. But you don't feel the burn of it. You have the power to act. You can publish the ERA.
Nearly a quarter million Americans have signed petitions for the ERA to be enacted. Critics argue many of the state legislatures, which previously voted for the constitutional amendment, would not do so now. The fate of social media platform TikTok remains unclear, with a law banning it being challenged in court. Republican Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the app's owners had a chance to sell it and avoid a pending ban.
TikTok is a Chinese communist spy app that addicts our kids, harvests their data, targets them with harmful and manipulative content, and spreads communist propaganda.
Rural advocates are voicing concerns about Trump's healthcare policies, including his alignment with vaccine skeptics. University of Texas professor of medicine Jewel Mullen says more conspiracy theories may accelerate a decline in vaccinations.
It's just increasingly easy for information that is untrue, misleading, inaccurate, and unchecked. That's a risk for all of us.
Others say rural health is likely to worsen if Medicaid's budget is squeezed. Brittany Bolton with Groundwork Ohio says their hospitals and providers are hanging by a thread and depend on the program.
Provider shortages, hospital closures, and long travel distances across rural areas. At least 13 counties do not have maternal care in the entire county at this point in Ohio.
Finally, thousands prepare to march in Washington ahead of Trump's inauguration. Anna Zaros with Nonviolent Peace Force says a march planned for Saturday has a low risk of conflict, but says they'll carry out de-escalation tactics if needed.
People often escalate because they're not being heard and because they feel vulnerable.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Pictures on the radio. It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all. Just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Call and tell them what you look like on the radio. Cause if they never see you, then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you act neat.
Cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blenders.
R-A-D-I-O.
Or vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
started at 2:07. Much more music time. Thank you, Chris. You pointed out something that I would not have known. Chris must be listening to our station in glorious Mont Aral sound. And in Mont Aral, it was
like this. And that was because
we had this little phase reverser in here. Or not phase reverser. Was supposed to, it is a phase reverser. It's supposed to be a ground loop isolator. But in fact, it was a phase reverser. So, and I don't mean to pick on the Chinese. Like, it's not their fault. They're building this stuff for American companies who are selling it to you and I. Thank you, by the way, for listening. 412-385-0450.
Chicolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Oh, my baby, she wrote me.
2:15, much more music time. 39, Radio 9 degrees. We're going to check your forecast in less than 10 minutes. John on Facebook, you know, we lost the director and artist David Lynch this week. John on Facebook says, maybe David Lynch will meet my dad in heaven and ask him why he took me to see the Elephant Man when I was 7. Your dad thought it was about elephants. What can I say? It was the worst case of false advertising since he took you to see The Neverending Story. Or To Kill a Mockingbird, which provided no useful information about how to kill mockingbirds. Here's Little Miss Dynamite, Brenda Lee on Radio 9.
Emotion.
Brenda Lee on Radio 9. Do you listen to the Zombo program show on the radio? Zombo is in your brain. It's a Pittsburgh institution that some people say should be in an institution. Fridays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. only on independent freeform radio of Carnegie Mellon, 88.3 WRCT. Zombo was on a tear. I think it was yesterday. There has been an increase in Nazi activity in Pittsburgh. Golly, and around the country, but in Pittsburgh. I wonder why. Stickers have been sighted on various phone poles and bus shelters and flyers and... Golly, I wonder why all these people care coming out now. It's just coincidence, but Zombo was on a tear. I'll put a link on social media to him in the 12 o'clock hour. Like, he was really... He was not pulling any punches. Henry Mancini from the producers. Maybe they'll play that at the inauguration ball this Monday, do you think?
Radio 9!
For the best in weekend entertainment.
Reminder, if you have a complaint about this week's program, please write to WPTS, Pittsburgh, PA, 15260.
How can people be so ugly? How can people be so cruel?
On Radio 9. 2:23 chime time. New music from Franz Ferdinand coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Well, the Pitt Panthers men's basketball team took Clemson to overtime after recovering from a 40-30 deficit. Pitt scoring 36 points in the second half to tie the game up, but final score just coming over the wire. They could not quite get the job done in overtime. Final score, Clemson 78, Pitt Panthers 75. Duquesne Dukes taking on St. Bonaventure at this hour, and Carnegie Mellon split two games with University of Chicago last night. We will check sports for you in just about a half an hour from now. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen movie theater that just scrolled off of my screen so that I can't tell you what the underwriting announcement says. There we go. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, including classic, cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I mentioned Zombo. I learned something from Zombo's program last week. I'm going to share it with you in a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. If you're a fan of David Bowie and Elvis, you're going to want to stay tuned. So that's coming up in right after we take care of a couple of brief messages and also play some new music here from Franz Ferdinand. And what else did I want to tell you about? Oh, next week I will have a little treat. Myron Cope. There is a new book out about Myron Cope by his daughter Elizabeth and by Dan Joseph, who is a writer for The Voice of America, who grew up in the Pittsburgh area. He's also written a couple of really good baseball books. I got a chance to sit down yesterday with Dan and Elizabeth to talk about their new book, Behind the Yoy, The Life of Legendary Pittsburgh Steelers Broadcaster Myron Cope, which is out from University of Nebraska Press. It is a great book. I have got some surprises for you, but they will be my guests next weekend on my podcast. I'll put a link to it on social media at jthurbershow.com and also on Jay Thurber Show. But very excited. I interviewed Myron about 20-some years ago, and he was a kind of a different guy off the air than what you heard on his radio shows and on the Steelers broadcasts. So very excited about that. Like I said, I'll put once that is out, we will put a link. That airs on a different station over on a different network, as Johnny Carson used to say. So, but we'll have that on social media for you.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Chance of rain this afternoon, cloudy skies, high 41, rain and snow overnight, low of 21, snow likely on Sunday. Cloudy, high 25. Martin Luther King Day, cloudy, very cold, high only reaching 11. Partly cloudy Monday night, low minus 2. Partly sunny and cold, high 14 on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high only reaching 14. Overnight lows Tuesday night, minus 9. And there is an extreme cold watch out for the entire listening area Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from the National Weather Service. 39 right now in Washington, 37 in Butler. It's 40 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morgan in Oakland.
Riff one.
40 at WRCT with music from Franz Ferdinand.
Did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone?
Franz Ferdinand, new music from their new album, The Human Fear, here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31. Here's Cat Stevens on Radio 9.
As I'm being followed by a moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land. Oh, if I ever lose my hands away, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever
they bring back or remake good shows like BJ and the Bear. Now there's a concept I can't get enough of, a man and his monkey.
Oh,
Appleton with a medley of their hit on Radio 9. This is Elvis.
Golden years. There's my baby lost, that's all. Once I'm begging you, save a little food.
we heard from Elvis, and was listening to Zombo, and I did not know that. It was weird, wild stuff that I heard from Zombo, fall people. Zombo mentioned that song was written by David Bowie for Elvis Presley. And Elvis apparently, I've read differing stories online. He may have made a demo of it. There are some fake demos that people have posted online. They don't appear to be real. There's also reports that Elvis privately performed a bunch of Bowie songs like Jean Genie for people at Graceland, but he never actually recorded any of them. But I thought with all of the Elvis impersonators out there, there's probably someone who has done a cover of Golden Years in the style of Elvis. And I did find one. This is not great, but it does give you an idea that, yeah, okay, I could have seen Golden Years as an Elvis song, right? Yes. Obviously not Elvis or David Bowie. It's an impersonator from England by the name of Stevie Ricks.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you long a while.
Angel. His Elvis is better than his David Bowie, to be honest. If Colonel Parker would have let Elvis record an album of Bowie songs, huh? Anyways, so thank you, Zombo, for hipping me to the fact that Golden Years was written for Elvis Presley.
Radio 9 plays more music.
Music after these messages.
I'm Smokey Bear.
Hi, Smokey
and I made
Bear.
An assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I go along with that. I can remember being a catcher, and I'm sure a lot of guys that ever played baseball or a lot of former catchers in years gone by. Nowadays, the catchers that you see playing baseball now, they wear that golf glove inside the catcher's mitt to absorb some of the shock, you know, from the ball that is being thrown. And years ago, this was a...
And you were a catcher.
Catcher. And years ago, we used to use a falsie. This is a true story, a falsie that goes inside of a gal's...
Well, we don't know what that is, sure.
And only because of the fact that it was...
Even non-ball players.
Yeah, non-ball players... But what it did, it's a sponge, it's a piece of sponge that absorbs the shock of the ball. That's really all it boils down to. But I think when you're a kid and, you know, going into a store, trying to, you know, you hang around the lingerie counter for a while. You try to convince the lady behind the counter that you need a falsie for your catcher's glove.
Embarrassing.
It's well. She asks you if you want a bra for your bat or something like that. That's why years ago I think you saw, like it never bothered you, you know, like you're losing 16-0 in the fifth inning, but the catcher's sitting back there smiling, having a nice time. Catcher's on the bench. You know, you got your glove on and you got your...
Who cares? Something to kill time with. Yeah, sure. Bob, let me ask you this. There's a lot of controversy about hockey being rough, but baseball season's 3 weeks old, and I read the other day about they're throwing beanballs, which is trying to hit the hitter, right? There have been several incidents already of pitchers throwing at batters.
They had an incident, I think it's the first time that two pitchers have actually come out and said they were trying to
They said if we can hit you, I mean, we can hit you if we want to.
It happened in the in a ball game in St. Louis, the St. Louis Cardinals playing the Mets. And Lynn McLaughlin and John Matlack, who pitches for the New York Mets, actually got involved in a beanball deal where they're trying to...
That ball comes in, what, 100 miles an hour or something?
Yeah, they're
like
trying
that?
To decapitate somebody, you know. And it...
Is that to throw fear into the batters when they come up there, knowing that...
I think it does.
They rush them back a little bit, or...
That happened to me. I sent my laundry out. I don't want the clubhouse guy doing it, you know. It's...
When you were in the majors,
This is wonderful Radio 9, where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things.
Remembering the late, great Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. Dave Baby Cortez, sports and weather coming up next. 1959, the Happy Organ on Radio 9. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock. I roast these same frequently frequented frequencies in the GigaPost Broadcasting Network for smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. That is coming up next at 3 o'clock here on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Coming up right after sports and weather, a song for our times to leave a song in your heart and a tear in your ear as we leave the air this Saturday afternoon. We'll be back next Saturday, good Lord willing. And the creek don't rise. Don't forget, check me out on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or find the website at jthurbershow.com. Okay? All right.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Trying to figure out why I've got a light here that says solo. Go out already, you. What are you doing? Why is this light on? Anyways, I have no idea. In college basketball action, a heartbreaker for the Pitt Panthers this afternoon. They lost in overtime to the Clemson Tigers, 78-75. That's the Pitt men's team. Women's team in action tomorrow as they host number 14-ranked North Carolina. That game at 2 o'clock. The Duquesne Dukes at this hour taking on the St. Bonaventure on the Bluff. And right now, the Dukes leading St. Bonaventure by a score of 25-12. Last night, Carnegie Mellon split games with Chicago. The men's team won 63-57 at the University of Chicago. Women's team lost to number 24-ranked Chicago, 62-54. Both teams head to St. Louis to take on Wash U tomorrow. And the Pittsburgh Penguins last night beat the Buffalo Sabres 5-2. They take on the Washington Capitals tonight on the road. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. There is an extreme cold watch out for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Look for highs only reaching 11 to 12 degrees and overnight lows below zero. This afternoon, chance of rain, cloudy skies, high 41. Rain mixed with snow overnight, low 21. Snow likely on Sunday, high 25. Very cold Sunday night, low of 6 degrees. The wind will make it feel like it's minus 4. On Monday, Martin Luther King Day, mostly cloudy, cold high near 11. Partly cloudy Monday night, low of minus 2. Tuesday, partly sunny and cold, high 14. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 14. Currently 39 in Washington County. It's 40 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It's 40 degrees at WRCT.
Jay Thurber. Music.
And now a song that I think will lift your spirits as much as it has lifted mine. A song to rally you through the weeks, months, and years ahead. Here's Noel Coward.
They're out of sorts in Sunderland and terribly cross in Kent. They're dull in Hull and the Isle of Man is seething with discontent. They're nervous in Northumberland and Devon is down the drain. They're filled with wrath on the Firth, the Forth and sullen on Salisbury Plain. In Dublin they're depressed lads, maybe because they're Celts. For Drake is going west, lads, and so is everyone else. Hooray, hooray, hooray. On the way, there are
bad times just around the corner.
There are dark clouds hurtling
through the sky. And it's no good whining about a silver lining, for we know from experience that they won't roam by. With a scowl and a frown, we will keep our ground and prepare for depression and doom and dread. We're going to unpack our troubles from our old kit bag and wait until we drop down dead.
There are bad times just
around the corner.
The horizon's gloomy as can be.
There are blackbirds over the greyish cliffs of Dover, and the rats are preparing to leave the BBC. We're an unhappy breed, and very bored indeed, when reminded of something that Nelson said. While the press and the politicians nag, 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 we'll wait until we drop down dead.
same time over these same frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me online at jthurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Coming up next.
We ought to have more manure. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Suffering
on this way. There are bad
times just around the corner.
And the outlook's absolutely vile. There are
home fires smoking from Windermere to Woking. And we're not going to tighten our belts and smile, smile, smile at the sound of a shot. We just as soon as not take a hot water bottle and go to bed. We're going to untense our muscles till they sag, 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 and wait until we drop down dead.
There are
bad times just around the corner. We can all look forward to despair. It's as clear as crystal from Bridlington to Bristol that we can't save democracy and we don't much care if the Reds and the Pinks believe that England sinks and that world revolution is bound to spread. We'd better all learn the lyrics of the old red flag and wait until we drop down dead. Land of hope and glory, wait until we drop down dead. Thank you, Noel Coward.
This was the story. Production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.